Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Parsons. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Parsons. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting second, the left fielder, Matty Alou. Batting third, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting seventh, the catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. And now, play ball. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan bunts towards first. McCovey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McCovey. Lewis moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is walked intentionally. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. Lewis scores. McMillan moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Hickman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Mets. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou bunts towards the mound. Parsons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro strikes out. One out. Tom Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Canizaro for a passed ball. Alou moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to third. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan throws to second for one, and Klaus throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lanier moves to second. Two outs. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hickman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pagan moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pagan moves to third. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pagan scores. Alou moves to third. It's 3-2, Mets. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou scores. Mays moves to third. It's Mets, 3, Giants, 3. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Mays scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Tom Parsons. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Kroll now pitching. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey is hit by the pitch. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 4, Giants, 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Canizaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Kroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagan is called out on strikes. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alou strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Christopher hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to third. Bob Shaw now pitching. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Jim Hickman. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Cowan now playing center field. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Mays reaches second base with a double. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alou bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 5-4, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Hart moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hart scores. Haller moves to third. It's 6-4, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Bobby Klaus. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Shaw. Smith moves to second. Al Jackson pinch runs for Chris Canizaro. Warren Sparn pinch hits for Gary Kroll. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sparn for the out. Smith moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lewis is walked intentionally. Danny Napoleon pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou who is chasing the ball. Napoleon reaches third base with a triple. Smith scores. Jackson scores. Lewis goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-6, Mets. Bob Hendley now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Danny Napoleon now playing third base. Billy Cowan now playing second base. Cleon Jones now playing center field. Hawk Taylor now catching. Denny Mattialu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cowan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Schroeder pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Taylor and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 6. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.